The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Be it superstition or just an apparition, you suddenly appear inside my heart. But does this strange romance stand?
Welcome to From the Bleachers. I'm your host, as always, Seamus Clancy, coming to you from the wonderful Bleeding Green Nation Radio Podcast Network. Now I'm recording this late Tuesday morning, doubling up on podcasts this week. I will have an Odds and End Zones with Zoe later in the week, but dropped a brief Zach Ertz memorial type podcast, paying for a farewell to an Eagles legend. As I said numerous times on that podcast, the only man in Eagles history to catch a game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Now, that was kind of a fun one. It was emotional, but it was a little light in the sense that we were reminiscing on an unbelievable time that we all had following the Eagles as fans and how monumental Ertz's performance was in that 2017 season. If you haven't listened to it, definitely suggest going back and listening to it. But today I want to talk about something that is emotional, but has a more gravitas to it, bigger weight, heavier weight, something more serious. And as Eagles fans know, Lane Johnson has missed some time the last couple of games with the team, away with a personal matter, a personal issue. And earlier this week, I believe, well, it's Tuesday, so I think Monday, Lane opens up on social media about why he hasn't been playing for the Eagles, why he's been away from the team. And it seems that he's opened up about his own mental health struggles. And it looks like that he is rejoining this team. And I'm hoping that he does play Sunday against the Raiders in Vegas. But for him to speak up, I'll just read what he tweeted out. Put this picture, this graph on Instagram and social media. So Lane tweets this out October 18th at 7:47 a.m. I would like to thank everyone for their understanding support over the last 2 weeks. I appreciate the positive notes and messages as I work hard to restore my personal life. Depression and anxiety are things I've dealt with for a long time and have kept hidden from my friends and family. If you're reading this and struggling, please know that you are not alone. I'm excited to rejoin my teammates and coaches. I'm grateful for the entire Eagles community and look forward to continue playing in front of the best fans in the world. Now, I'm someone who on this podcast and really for half a decade almost, have been writing about my own struggles with mental health, and specifically with BGN, with BleedingGreenNation.com, with BGN Radio. So Lane speaking out with that is definitely something that hit me personally, and I would just like to think how the perception around mental health has changed in the last handful of years, in the sense that I remember in that 2016 season, that was the first time I ever wrote something for BGN, I believe, or second time I opened up about how during Carson Wentz's rookie season, I was going through a lot of mental health struggles. I had been placed on a leave of absence from University of Pennsylvania, didn't graduate on time, and had to take a year off, do some counseling, some therapy, those types of things before I was cleared to go back to school and finish up my last semester. So during that season, it was Wentz's rookie year and the excitement of him coming to town and then reeling off some wins to start the year. It really rejuvenated me during this dark period of my life where, I was working odd jobs to make money because I didn't have a college degree, couldn't get a real job, was blogging and writing a little bit, just trying to survive, not just survive financially. I was still living with my parents, obviously, just survive as a human being, survive in this world, get by to the next day. And every day was a victory. Getting out of bed was a victory. attending work was a victory. Going for a run was a victory. And I got a ton of positive feedback from that piece, and still do to this day to a degree. So I know it resonated with people, but at the same time, there were negative comments there, and there still are sometimes. But that's to be expected when you open yourself up. I'm not necessarily, you know, playing the victim here, but things have changed since then. And I also think back to that was the year Brandon Brooks opened up about his struggles with anxiety that season. He had also missed time in 2016. He also had missed time with the Texans previously. He was with Houston before he signed a contract with the Eagles. And I had written about Brooks's struggle with anxiety because at the time I had obviously just started being open about myself, writing for it as it relates to my fandom with the Eagles. And then for someone to that's actually on the Eagles to go through that, I empathized immensely. So I wrote about that. And at the time, if you're looking at Brooks's tweets, and this is 5 years ago, so a long time in the culture and society has changed, that you know, there were people supporting him, obviously, but there were still a lot of people who were replying quite negatively to him. And I think it's awesome that I saw nothing but support for Lane Johnson for what he's going through right now. And it's tough. Yes, these people are looked at as superheroes in the way. They make a lot of money. They perform in front of millions of people every single week. And they have a job a lot of people would love to do that. They have the job that is a lot of people's dream job when they are a kid to go play in the NFL. But at the same time, they're human beings. They're not robots. And just as regular people like yourself listening to this and myself and really anybody out there, we all have struggles at times. And sometimes it might be different levels of that struggle, whether it's just general problems, you know, dealing with work, relationships, just life in general, that's tough. But then there are some people who are actually dealing with, not to minimize anyone's struggles, because every struggle should be looked at as important and given the right level of support and understanding and respect. But then there are some people who deal with severe mental health issues. And, you know, someone who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder a little over 5 years ago, I've gone through my struggles since then. And if I look at my life compared to where it was 5 years ago when I was writing and talking about mental health initially, things have changed wild for me for the best. You know, I have my own apartment. I live with my girlfriend. I have this great job writing and podcasting for SB Nation, Sixers, and Eagles. And I'm happy with my life. I don't have a perfect life. No one has a perfect life. And I still have some of my struggles sometimes during this time of the year where the temperature's changing, where sunlight, daylight is changing. This is a period where I typically struggle and have in the past. So, you know, the last couple of weeks haven't been the greatest for me in terms of my mental health. But, you know, I'm getting up every day. I'm working. I'm doing the things I need to do. And that's enough for me to get by sometimes. And I'm happy with that. I'm happy with the support I have with my partner, with, you know, people that I'm friends with. I have a really good support system. And I hope that Lane Johnson and Brandon Brooks have that support system too. And just judging by the fan reaction that we now see from Lane, it's great. And I really hope that it looked like he was spending time back home in Oklahoma for some period of time. And I hope he was able to find peace and just an emotional release when talking with his family and friends and whoever he considers in his close inner circle, because everyone needs that. Not just Lane Johnson, not just Brandon Brooks, not just myself, anyone going through anything, whether it's an actual, some personal trauma, whether it's a mental health issue, just struggles with depression or anxiety, or someone just dealing with a quotidian issues of life, again, work, relationships, you know, got a car accident, got in a fender bender, need to go, you know, call your mom or dad and vent, stuff like that. It's needed. Because at the end of the day, we're all humans. Again, like I said, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks aren't robots. They're human beings. They have their struggles just as much as you and I. And I think it just being able to vocalize our issues. And I'm not saying this, I'm certainly not someone who's a mental health professional. I have no certification. I have no training in this area. And I'm just speaking as someone who's dealt with these things themselves. And I think I can relate to what Lane and Brooks in the past have said. And I think I can relate to a lot of people who have dealt with these issues because, you know, you hear the story, kind of a classic story, is that two guys are stuck down in a ditch, respectively. And one guy gets out and they see another guy, his friend, could be her friend, their friend, is also down in a hole. And that friend is asking for help, saying, help me get out of here. Help me get out of here. And the first friend goes down and jumps in the hole. And the friend who was already down there says, Yo, why did you jump down here? I need you to get me out of here. We need help. And the second friend says, I came down here because I know the way to get out. I'm going to show you it. I think that's the human condition. That's what it's all about. So I do respect, I do appreciate, I do empathize with Lane Johnson sharing these issues. And I'm happy that society and the culture and the understanding of mental health has progressed so much in the last half decade that Lane Johnson's battle and his openness about it is looked at something valiant rather than something in the past where Brandon Brooks, who I think he got a great response from the fan base, but there were some negative comments I saw at the time, got a different reaction. I think back all the way to Sean Andrews, the Eagles' former Pro Bowl guard, who opened up with his struggles with anxiety and depression and was just looked at as a pariah where, hey, dude, you're making millions of dollars. What do you have to be depressed about? And I wonder, because was a guy who was just as talented and just as successful for the Eagles as Brandon Brooks, a right guard. And I wonder how Andrew's career would have been perceived, how he'd be perceived as a person if he came around, his career came around 10 years later and he was still with Philadelphia. And especially if he was on a really good Eagles team, a team that really had a connection with the fan base, with the city, the way the 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019 Eagles did with Brooks in there, with Lane in there. I wonder how we would treat and look at Sean Andrews differently over this time. And this isn't just to, I don't know Sean Andrews personally. I can't speak to exactly what he's going through in the past or what he may be doing in his life currently post-football. But he's someone that I think back to a lot as a person who probably didn't get a fair shake when opening up at his struggles, given the society's social climate of 2008, 2009, whatever it was, 2007, when he first started discussing those issues. So this doesn't need to be a super long podcast. It doesn't need to be a PSA. This isn't me preaching. This is me just trying to speak to people candidly about things I've dealt with, things I know people on the Eagles have dealt with, who've spoken about it and talked about their concrete issues with depression, anxiety, and hope that anyone's listening, whether they've gone through those struggles themselves or whether they know people who have struggled immensely with these issues, can find some solace and comfort and knowing that there are other people in this world, whether it be someone who's on the Eagles, a team that their whole life revolves around, whether it be some dumb podcaster on the internet or one of their closest friends or family members, that people really aren't alone in this life. And at the end of the day, more so than worrying about whether the Eagles wins or what their win total is, whether they win on Sunday, whether they win the division, make the playoffs, or whether I'm imagining where my career is going or how many listens and downloads this podcast gets, what's really important is that us as people take care of ourselves and we look after the other people we really care about in this life, because that's really the most important thing. If you don't have each other, if you don't have people to rely on, it can be a dark existence. So I suggest anyone, even if you're not dealing with these issues, just be grateful that you have some people in your life that you're close to. And even if you don't suspect someone might be dealing with any type of issues, whether mental health or otherwise, it's always good to keep tabs on people you care about, people in this world. And just know the door is always open in case something does come up with them. It's nice to actually discuss these issues. So to finish up, again, this doesn't need to be a super long podcast, but I commend Lane for speaking up. I commend Brandon Brooks for speaking up 5 years ago in a social climate that definitely wasn't as receptive to mental health issues as it is right now. So I commend both of those guys. I commend anyone, whether they're a professional athlete, whether a teacher, whether they're construction worker, as I've been in the past when I was dealing with my struggles, going to work every day, listening to podcasts, trying to get through the day, listening to talk radio, trying to listen, talk about the Eagles, hear about the Eagles to get me through those days when I was dealing with depression. Whether your occupation or stage in life you might be, I hope you're able to find solace in the human condition and you have people you can talk to. And I hope people like Lane and Brooks and other people around the sports world, entertainment world, in the public eye, or even someone as simple as me, a podcaster, can illustrate to you that it's okay to be dealing with these issues and you're able to find some solace in understanding that other people go through this. And I hope and I hope and I hope that you have someone to discuss them with. That's it for me. Seamus Clancy from Bleeding Green Nation Radio. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @Seamus_Clancy. Again, be sure to subscribe, leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. Go Birds, keep bleeding green. I'll have a more fun, more Eagle-centric fun podcast later in this week on Odds and End Zones with the great Alonzo Jones. But for now, respect to Lane, respect to Brandon Brooks, respect to anyone who's dealing with things out there that the rest of the world might not quite realize. keep leading green, keep safe.
I am haunted by you.
BGN.